Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music composed and performed by teenagers. We'll hear music written during several composers' teen years and performed by Interlochen student ensembles. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Franz Schubert was 19 years old when he composed his Magnificat in 1816. It was written for Vespers at the Lichtental Church in Vienna. Schubert's Magnificat is in three movements, and we'll hear the first today, Magnificat Anima Mea Dominum. The Interlochen High School Concert Choir performed this work in the summer of 1998. The first movement of Franz Schubert's Magnificat, performed by the Interlochen High School Concert Choir in the summer of 1998. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're listening to music composed by teenagers. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was 16 years old when he composed his second Divertimento. It was written for an outdoor event that took place in Salzburg, and that might explain the instrumentation. It's a work for strings, flute, oboe, bassoon, and four horns. Here's Mozart's Divertimento No. 2 in D major, Kürschel 131, performed by the ensemble that was then called the Interlochen Arts Academy Haydn Orchestra. They were conducted by Thor Johnson in the Jesse V. Stone Building in September of 1964.
Thank you.
Interlochen Arts Academy Haydn Orchestra, conducted by Thor Johnson, performing in the Jesse V. Stone Building in September of 1964. They played the Divertimento No. 2 in D major, Kreutzschall 131, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and today we're listening to music composed by teenagers. Another composer who was really successful by the time he was a teenager was Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn gave his first public musical performance in 1818, when he was only 9 years old. And when he was 16, he wrote the Octet in E-flat major as a birthday gift for his friend and violin teacher Eduard Ritz. The Octet is written for a double string quartet, but it's sometimes also played by a larger ensemble, as we're about to hear. The Interlochen Arts Academy String Orchestra performed the final movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Octet in E-flat major in October of 2002. They were conducted by David Holland.
Thank you.
the fourth and final movement of the Octet in E-flat major by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra and conducted by David Holland in October of 2002. I'm Amanda Sewell, glad to have you today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today's program features music written by teenage composers. Dmitri Shostakovich was born in 1906, and he was 18 years old when he began writing his first symphony. He finished the work when he was 19, and he submitted it as an assignment for his graduation from the Petrograd Conservatory. We'll hear the third and fourth movements of the Symphony No. 1 by Shostakovich, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and conducted by Thor Johnson. This is a performance from October of 1965.
Thank you.
third and fourth movements of the Symphony No. 1 by Dmitri Shostakovich, a work completed when the composer was just 19 years old. We heard it performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Thor Johnson, in the Jesse V. Stone Building in October of 1965. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schieffer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.